Want to be a part of the conversation? Then let us know on the TNT Radio Interactive Live Chat Room at tntradio.live. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio. A natural nurse in a toxic world. Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome, everybody. You Tin Hat Brigade. It's Sunday. I'm Kate Shimarani, natural nurse in a toxic world for TNT Radio Live. And we're uncovering medical crimes in tyrannical times. Well, I really have got a huge tube of Alcan foil out today. So for all of you out there that are about to cook your Sunday dinner, get ready. You're going to be making yourself a hat at any minute. But you know what? I just don't care. I'm a biological woman. I had breasts, actually, before I had cancer. I've got a uterus. I've got a vagina. I birthed four children. There's only two genders in my household. Anyway, before I get on to the real topic of what's going on and what's going on around you, I just want to say some really nice things. I've got four lovely cats. Spring is definitely here. I've skidded on one gallbladder. Why do we have doctors? We can just get the cats to become surgeons, because I want to know how a cat can negotiate itself round a small furry mammal, eat the entire thing, maybe leave you the odd leg the size of a vole, but completely leave, licked clean, a small gallbladder full of bile. It's quite fascinating. Anyway, I ramble. I'm so glad you've joined me, because today at 3 p.m., our lying liars of lies government are going to set off some emergency signal on our phones. We don't have tsunamis here. We don't really have earthquakes. I think we've had the odd tremble. But they're going to set off an emergency alert. If you've still got your phone switched on to accept that, you need to take yourself off to the bathroom and slap yourself. They're going to set this off on everybody's phone at 3 p.m. Why? Why are they going to do that? Why do we need it? Why does anyone think at this stage in the game that your government or your mummy and daddy and love you? They do not. They couldn't give a rat's behind about you. So this is going to go off today. And I would like to hazard a guess, as I just rub my tinfoil hat, that it's going to set off an inordinate amount of electromagnetic radiation right across the nation. Why would they do that? They wouldn't do that to us. Of course they wouldn't. I hate to tell you, if you don't already know, but the government always do tests on their people, always. So let's look at Kansas. Just to say, if you still think that there was a thing called Spanish flu, that's your second trip to the bathroom for a serious slap. In Kansas, they took the troops and they gave them experimental vaccines, and four out of five of them died. And they had a huge amount of these vaccines left over. So they said to everybody, it was their, you know, duty, patriotic duty, to have this vaccine. This is during the First World War, to stop them catching bacterial pneumonia off the soldiers coming home from the trenches. All those that had that vaccine got sick. And when they went into the hospital, they received it was an unlicensed drug owned by Bayer, and they were given 1,400 milligrams every hour for 12 hours. And many of those died. And guess what it was? It was aspirin. I mean, who would take that amount of aspirin? We know now. So they called it Spanish flu. Greece didn't get any Spanish flu because they wouldn't have any of those vaccines. Then if we look at the Indian Army, they suddenly came down in 1920 with some kind of bacterial infection. Many of them were dying. Two very brave doctors decided to give a titrated hydrogen peroxide intravenously and saved half of them that were literally on their deathbed. You can look at Bikini et al. You know, when you're all putting your bikinis on in the summer, and do get them on because you need to get out in the midday sun when your shadow is short. No one cares about your rolls of fat. No one cares. That's what you're going to rely on, that roll of fat, when the famine hits anyway. But Bikini et al, they tested radiation on those islands. And it was in the 1950s. So they'd already dropped little boy on Hiroshima. So they didn't need to do any tests, but they did. And they absolutely destroyed it. And those poor people that were caught in that, they said, oh, well, the wind changed direction. We didn't mean to catch them. All of the soldiers that then went on to develop cancer, the fishermen, one of the fishermen that was out there, the Japanese fisherman died. They always do it. Porter Down, our own British government, tests drugs on the soldiers at Porter Down. They ask them, do they want to, they pay them a few weeks' salary to have these flu vaccines, and they've killed loads of them. Then if we fast forward the Gulf War, I think there was one book I read by Cole Schwartz. And even when they only had a few thousand injuries of the American Marines, these are the fit men at their prime. That's why they test these drugs, incidentally. They test it on the fit men at their prime and women. And there was only a few thousand injuries, a few hundred deaths, but 14,000 of them were flown home with injuries from all of those Gulf War shots that they called Gulf War syndrome. I mean, these are really swamp dwellers. They don't care about you at all. So let's talk about what happened during that first unlawful lockup. We're not calling it lockdown. I never did it anyway. I went wherever I liked. No one locks me up. Actually, the police locked me up for 32 hours. I forgot about that bit, but I had a really good sleep, fasted. It was just like a free spa. I came out looking and feeling fabulous. But anyway, during that unlawful lockup, in all the schools up and down the UK and everywhere, they laid 5G masts everywhere. And remember that 5G has a higher frequency and you need a transmitter every 2 to 3 meters. That's every lamppost, your trees. And 5G has been shown to be more dangerous than your 3 and 4G. And you've found lots of dead birds and cattle around transmitters. This is fact. 5G has a high resonance, mathematically complex, and it makes the harm so difficult to predict. But they don't care because they laid it in schools. So all of your kids are going to school and they've got all the classrooms set up to take at least 300 computers, even though there's only about 25 kids in the schools. So just let me tell you this, because I am indeed a nurse. I know you trolls don't like to think it, but I am. Girls' follicles, your ovarian follicles, ladies, get your heads around this, and you fellas, those eggs are in the girl's ovaries shortly after conception. So they are exposed to everything that the mother does and everything that the grandmother does, because that baby's inside the grandmother growing nicely. All her organs are there at 12 weeks. Then she's just got to grow in size, so all her eggs are there. So whatever the grandmother does, those eggs are exposed to it. Then the child is born, and whatever she does in her life, those follicles are exposed to it. So those follicles are in that classroom with all that 5G, and there are studies showing that there is a 47.7% increase of miscarriage before 7 weeks gestation when you expose those eggs, those follicles in the ovaries. Now, Dr. Barry Trower states that only 1 in 8 babies are going to be born healthy with this 5G technology. And Professor Moskilu took it further and said, within 5 generations, entire species are going to be lost. Well, if we lose the bees or the trees, that's it. It's gone. It's game over. Now, during that first unlawful lockup, I had a midwife contact me from Burnley, very credible, and they'd had 10 stillbirths in 1 week, 7 one day and 3 another. That's babies born at term that are dead. And they were all scratching their heads because the one thing all these women had in common was there was very little amniotic fluid. That's the fluid around the baby. And we know that that's what it makes the 5G even more potent when it's going through fluid. And this is why children are far more susceptible to this radiation, because they're more moist. They've got more water in their tissue. That's why they're lovely and smooth and plumped up and we're all crispy and old. Well, if we keep going on about this 5G and everything that you've got in your homes, we hear everything around the world, what the government's doing to us. We know about the food shortages coming. We know that farms can't get anything to grow without the fertilizer because of all the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides that they have to spray. We know about the GMO crops that old Charlie boys just signed off on, that they're going to make all our food GMO in the UK unless it's organic. We know about, in fact, they've just stated in America that they're going to make the HPV vaccine mandatory for girls and boys entering college. I will be having Joan Shenton on here from Sacrificial Virgins. All of this is going on, and a lot of it we can't stop. It's going on and we don't have any power over it, but we do have power over that 5G, what we allow in our homes, what we allow our kids to be exposed to, what we allow ourselves to be exposed to as young women when we want to have kids. And I know this is all a bit unpalatable and your croissants probably dropped out your gobs, and all of you that are getting ready in Australia to go to bed are probably thinking, I'm going to have nightmares. But, you know, I'm about solutions here, and I've been ridiculed for this. And guess what? I don't care. They can ridicule me all they like. So I'm going to bring on my, she's a good friend and guest now, Simone Plaut, author, expert on radiation, radiographer. She's also a nutritionist. Hi, Simone. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Kate. Lovely to hear from you and to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. Simone, we're talking about this 5G technology that they've got on every single lamppost. They've got it in all the schools. And of course, today, our lying liars of lies, government, I don't have a government, they're not governing me. They're going to be putting out this emergency signal. And for what purpose? I mean, what do you have to say about that, Simone?
I am extremely concerned about the effect of all this radiation, electromagnetic radiation, you know, the power they're going to have to put behind a signal that's going to reach every person in every corner of the UK is going to be absolutely massive. It wouldn't surprise me if the whole thing fails because it could well burn out their transmitters. But if that doesn't happen, there's going to be a massive impact, and people, the unfortunate people who are electrosensitive, and I need to really qualify the term electrosensitive because we all are electrosensitive. Some of us get nasty symptoms from it, and some of us are just being affected, but we're not being alerted to the problem because we're getting no symptoms. And so we are all electrosensitive, but some of us don't feel anything, don't notice that our bodies are being adversely affected, our nervous systems are being damaged, and various other impact is taking place. But we don't call ourselves electrosensitive because we don't know about it immediately. And in fact, for many people, they wouldn't know about it immediately, which is why, you know, there have been tests on people who say, I'm electrosensitive, and then they'll go into a testing facility. And, you know, that they won't be able to tell when the signal switched on and the signal switched off because the effect is not immediate. It is subtle and it's long term.
Wow. You know, Simone, you know, there's been a 70% reduction in the production of food since 5G came out, 60% decrease in pollinating insects. And we know that 5G operates on a millimeter wave and it targets all living matter, that produce their own. That's all of us. That's everything that's living, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen a massive reduction in bee populations over the last few years, but it seems to have accelerated in recent times. And you know, that their claim that, oh, the problem is varroa mites or the problem is whatever, or it's the neonicotinamide, there's a particular kind of pesticide which has a very adverse effect on bees, nicotinics, that's the one. But they'll then say, oh, but it's the varroa mite. But if you harm a bee and you damage its immune system and you make it its immune system less powerful, less effective, then of course it's going to be much more susceptible to parasites like the varroa mite and other parasites that affect bees. So by saying, oh, the cause is the varroa mite, it's a ridiculous thing, because
absolutely,
you damage the immune system of the bee. And to blame, any particular infective agent when in fact it's your immune system that's been decimated is a ridiculous.
Well, just hold that immune system there. Hold it right there. Get yourselves a drink because you won't want to miss what we're talking about. And we'll be right back in less than a minute.
TNT Radio's Rick Munn.
Well, when you think about it, you know, America has always relied very heavily on a bully boy tactic, you know, send in the bombers, destroy the place, raise it to the ground, send in the ground, you know, aircraft carriers against weaker opponents. However, it hasn't always quite worked out in their favor. You know, you don't have to go too far back to remember Vietnam. Those were little guys crawling around in tunnels that they dug themselves with bamboo punji pits and AK-47s. And you know what? They did a good account of themselves, and America withdrew there from there with its tail between his legs. Look at the withdrawal under Biden's watch from Afghanistan. How many tens of billions of dollars of tech and aircraft and weaponry did they leave behind? Never mind 15,000 US citizens that withdrew the troops before they withdrew the civilians from Afghanistan. That was in Trump's words, not my words, and he makes a point. He said that was possibly one of the most humiliating moments in the entire history of America, was Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now we'll have this business in Ukraine. And it just seems to be this Ukraine has turned into a black hole. It seems to be sucking everything into it. Countries are now being pulled into it.
Rick Munn is locked and loaded on today's News Talk, TNT Radio. A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live. So many people who had no history of heart illnesses have got it now, or blood clotting after the COVID-19 vaccination. Punish those who hurt people with COVID madness, lighting the fuse for freedom. TNT Radio.
I'm Kate Shimarani, natural nurse in a toxic world for TNT Radio Live. And I'm talking today about radiation, in particular 5G. Cancer in the UK at the moment is 1 in 2, and it's rising at a speed that you would not believe. Now, 5G has high resonance. The upper end is close to the UK military weapon, the Growler, fired from a vehicle or an aircraft, and it takes out all physiological a neurological life, and it's used for crowd control. We saw them using it all over the world during the unlawful lockup. That's exactly what they used on you folks. And it'll make you feel like your skin's on fire. The 5G industry will not say that it's safe. They just say it won't cause harm. I'd go as far as to say our government are the lying liars of lies. It's a weapon. It's certainly a weapon for our follicles on our ovaries, for pregnant women. So today I'm joined by Simone Plaut, author of Radiation Protection in the X-ray Department. So Simone, what do you say here about this is actually a weapon? They know it's a weapon. They use it as a weapon. And they've laid it everywhere while they had everyone locked up in their homes, giving them alcohol, giving them fast food, giving them Netflix, paying them with furlough, keeping them sweet, giving them bank loans for their businesses so they'd all just shut up and accept their fate. What do you think about that?
Well, interestingly, I remember queuing up to go into the local farmer's market to buy my organic food during the lockdown period. And they were installing 5G across the road from where I was in this queue. And I picked up on my noise meter, 105 decibels. So these guys were operating in a public place way above the occupational exposure limits for noise, because I'm also a health and safety practitioner. And I went over to speak to them. And of course, none of them spoke any English. I asked to speak to the supervisor, and he had rudimentary English. And it was a very interesting conversation because he had no idea what I was talking about. And these people had been employed by the local council to install this 5G infrastructure. And yet, you know, local authorities, I know because I've worked for local authorities, they go through a very careful health and safety vetting process for contractors. And yet clearly they hadn't done that with this particular crew. And I was I lived at the time I was living in Camden in London, which is a Labour controlled borough, and you know, particularly health and safety for their workers was something that mattered to them. So this was very, very surprising and sinister that they were installing this infrastructure without any attention to the health and safety of their workers or indeed the public. Which got me, you know, it was clear that there was an agenda and it wasn't a safety agenda at all. But I'm
absolutely.
Just
it was 1999 that Wi-Fi came out with 375 huge companies. And just to let you know, folks, Wi-Fi 2.45 gigahertz to 5.8 gigahertz. It's a weapon. It opens your blood-brain barrier. Your blood-brain barrier is there to stop the nasties going up there. Now, they put polysorbital 80 in your COVID shots. They put it in a lot of shots. They use it when they want to get chemotherapy agents to the brain in oncology. What does that polysorbital 80 do? It opens your blood-brain barrier. And so does the Wi-Fi. So the other thing is, if
can
you
I
think
just,
about glyphosate...
Can I just interrupt
yeah,
you
please
for
do.
A second,
Chip
Kate.
In.
Polysorbate 80... is also in ice cream. Commercially available ice cream has up to 0.5% polysorbate 80 used to make it sort of, they pump air into it and to give it the texture, particularly the soft scoop type ice creams that you buy in the supermarket. It's not declared on the label because it's considered an inert agent.
And antifreeze. They put antifreeze in it as well. And you see everybody saying to their kids, come on out, let's go and get you a treat. Let's take you out and kill your kids. That's what's going on, folks. It's you're literally digging your grave with your knife and fork or a cone.
Yeah. Can I just make a point here? You can make perfectly good ice cream at home using healthy ingredients. If you take frozen bananas or frozen raspberries straight out the freezer and whiz them up in a blender, you can add a bit of yogurt and some, I use stevia or you could use honey or maple syrup to sweeten your ice cream. And then you've got an instantly available fruit ice cream without these nasty chemicals in it and very quickly and easily.
Can I make that in my bunker? Because now at 3 p.m. today, I'm going to be deep in the forest with no phone. So anyway, I love it when you get some top tips there. Stop feeding your kids poison. The government's already poisoning them. You don't need to add to it. But anyway,
and
so
of course,
going back. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Simone.
The obesity crisis. I mean, I was an overweight child. And believe me, life as an overweight child is miserable. You can't participate in games. You can't participate in running around the field. You can't join in with anything, and you can't wear the nice clothes your friends can wear. You know, being a fat kid is miserable, and you get teased and bullied, and it's a horrible thing. So,
and of course, all this Wi-Fi and all these toxins in the food going back—that's going to increase. We increase obesity, and we are now seeing, you know, the American military has now had to drop their standards and they're accepting overweight recruits. And everybody calls me fattest. You can call me fattest all you like. I don't really care. I've got a fat gay cat called Dave. I managed to offend two groups there in one sentence, fat and gay. But anyway, you know, I'm not fattest. I just want you to live your best life and full of vitality and die of old age, even if it's in your bunker eating your homemade ice cream. But look, let's get back to this fact that we have a weapon in our homes, which is Wi-Fi. That's exactly what we've done. They knew it was a weapon. I can see you all out there, you know, going, oh, she's got a tin hat. I don't care what you say, because I've read the documents and I've read so much on it and I've listened to so many lectures, you couldn't convince me otherwise. And I know for a fact that glyphosate, when you mix it with aluminium, it forms six new compounds in the gut. Then you add your fluoride, then you bring in your Wi-Fi, which opens the blood-brain barrier. Boom, it calcifies your pineal gland. And then you bring in all of your LED lights, you bring in the fact, just light pollution and all of this, and you're in big trouble. And I'm going to talk about that at the end of the show, because I like to give solutions. I don't want everyone, you know, going out there and starting digging their grave with a brick. No, this is about getting through this, and we will get through it. But you need to know your enemy, and you need to know your enemy's plans. I mean, there is one good thing. A lot of politicians are really fat as well. So I'm quite glad that they're all eating the, you know, the ice cream with the antifreeze in it and the polysorbital 80. You know, send your politician a big tub of ice cream now if you really like them. Yeah, please do. Anyway, so back to this 5G is incompatible with life, Simone. So let's talk about this Wi-Fi and what people have foolishly got in their homes. And also, there are now diapers, as they say in America, for the listeners there. We call them nappies. There are diapers with little sensors on them, Bluetooth-type sensors that hook up to your mobile because you're far too stupid to know that when you feed your offspring, it tends to come out the other end and it will need its nappy changing. Then they put their babies in the room with a nightlight and a Bluetooth wireless baby monitor because baby you're too monitor. Deaf to hear your baby squealing because you've got your ear pods in, irradiating your brain. I mean, I could go on sometimes, but who in their right mind would put a diaper with a sensor on it, streaming radiation straight through your kids' gonads?
Yeah, and also we're seeing sanitary towels with graphene.
What?
added to them with no clear reason why they would be added in there, but I'm sure I know where that's going to end up.
Next, it'll be tampons with a sensor in it, and you'll be radiating right up your vagina. Yes, I said vagina live on air. So please continue, Simone.
Well, I first got really clued up about this electromagnetic radiation when I had a girlfriend of mine from the States came to stay, and she was staying in London. And I said, oh, come and stay with me for a couple of nights. Don't go and stay in a hotel. Come and stay with me. And she lay down on the bed in my spare bedroom and could not sleep. She was unable to stay. And she's electrosensitive. And following that, I was deeply apologetic. I thought she was nuts initially. But I then got a meter to check it out. And she was absolutely right. And I discovered that there was a rolled steel joist, because my spare bedroom at the time was a loft conversion. And there was an RSJ, a structural steel joist immediately under the bed where she was sleeping. And it was a bed, it was a futon with a mattress on the floor. So she was actually on top of this futon, on top of this RSJ, which was acting as an aerial. And the electromagnetic radiation was coming up and affecting her. And it was thanks to that I then put some mitigation, some wire mesh underneath between the floor and the where the joist was and the mattress, and the reading went down to zero. So it is possible to mitigate these emanations.
What about these smart meters? And people have got, you know, they've got,
well,
these,
I won't have one of those in my home, but if people do have them, there are, I mean, ideally get them removed, because not only are they irradiating you every 15 minutes or every 10 minutes, which can affect your sleep quality. It can cause insomnia. It can cause headaches. I know people who've got nosebleeds and migraines and tinnitus and hyperacusis.
It makes your blood sticky. Makes your blood sticky,
and
folks.
Probably,
that means you're going to be having more clots to go with your clot shots.
Well, absolutely. I think people who are switched on to these things are probably less likely to have those mRNA treatments.
What about these? What about everybody having these extra Wi-Fi booster? I haven't got a TV, folks. No, and my beloved sister gave me her Netflix. I think I've watched 3 movies in 3 years on my phone. But look, what about these people having these extra boxes so they can pump more Wi-Fi into every room?
Well, what about people having smart lighting and smart speakers and
smart refrigerators, because you don't know that your cheese is running out?
You don't notice that the milk's running out. Absolutely.
And or your smart TV.
Smart heating, so you can tell it to switch on when you're on the way home and all those kind of things. Why? I mean, switch it on when you get home. Wear a sweater.
What about a smart man? I need a smart husband, really, that I can switch off at any time. You know, one with a mute button. I jest. I'm always single. But yes, Simone, so people, you know, we're talking, people don't realize that this is a weapon and they have been tricked. Yeah. And when people say, like you've pointted out, oh, it's not doing me any harm. Well, it is, because as I've already said, cancer is one in two, and every single cancer is exploding. Autoimmune diseases, exploding. Infertility, exploding. Google spermageddon. You'll see that not only is the birth rate going down, but those sperm, your sperm, you're supposed to have about 5 million, you know, each ejaculate. Yeah, okay. They've got to get their way to the egg. Some take a left, some take a right. They go in the wrong direction. Some might end up your curtains, whatever. But those sperm have got to be able to penetrate an egg, and you only need one. So if you've got 5 million and your sperm count's going down, plus these sperm have got tetraspermia, which means ugly sperm, they cannot fertilize an egg. They can't literally get in. Now we've seen these slides of people where their semen's just full of spike proteins. We know the birth rate's going down. And as I've already said, you know, 47.7% increase in miscarriage before 7 weeks gestation. That's just that part. That's not getting to your stillbirth and everything else. You know, this is this is madness. This, people are being deceived. So, you know, what are we going to do here?
Well, I know from my research on radiation safety, I know that the unit that's used to measure radiation is the gray, and it deposits a joule of energy in a kilogram of irradiated tissue. Now, so if that was X-rays, we know it's going to be cause damage. If it's sunshine, we're going to get maybe a little bit of a tan, but we'll feel good. But what we've been
absolutely
told,
the Lord gave us light.
X-rays are dangerous, but sunshine isn't. But they're, but if you were to measure using a gray, because it is one joule of energy in a kilogram of tissue, that is the heating effect. And that is actually the measurement they're using to decide whether non-ionizing radiation from 5G or 4G or 3G or whatever GG it is, that's how they are assessing. And if it doesn't raise the temperature by more than a small amount, then they're making an assumption and a categoric decision that it causes no harm. I was actually in court for the Michael Mansfield 5G human rights case in the Royal Courts of Justice recently in February, listening to the government side of the argument. And that's the argument they're using. And yet, if you know anything about radiation safety, there are different types of radiation and they interact with tissue in different ways. Now, if you're taking microwave energy, which is effectively what 5G is, it's microwave energy. If you were to put human tissue in a microwave oven, even a very small amount of exposure, you're going to cook it. Now, human life is not consistent with tissue that's been cooked. And I remember when the microwave ovens first came out, chefs were taking the door off the front because they wanted to be able to watch the food cooking. And they were ending up with very serious health problems because they were effectively cooking their livers because the radiation, the microwave energy, the electromagnetic radiation was coming out the front and affecting their livers.
Absolutely. People, if you've got a microwave, throw it away, because I will tell you right now, just to jump in here, they leak, and they leak very quickly. They destroy all the enzymes in your food, so you may as well throw your food away anyway. If you've got a microwave, rip the door off, take it to the tip,
don't
and throw it in the
tip. Don't heat your baby's milk. Don't heat baby's milk.
Yeah, you get hot spots. Get hot spots. Yeah. They shouldn't have one. People shouldn't have microwaves. Every time you switch it on, or if you're in someone's house and they switch a microwave on, you're going to be irradiated as you stand around it, because it goes about 10 feet out. Take them to the tip, rip the door off. That's the best thing. Don't sell them. Wow. Don't throw them in there for someone else to take out. Do your good deed for the day. It is Sunday.
Yeah, there's just one other thing that you might choose to do with it. If we are going to get an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack, you could protect your mobile phone and your laptop inside your microwave oven. So because it acts as a, it's got this wire mesh inside it to protect the people around.
That's the last thing I'd be worried about, my phone though. But great advice there. Well, look, you know, you're hearing everything here, 5G, radiation, Simone, I'm going to send you a natural nurse in a toxic world tinfoil hat, because today you've joined the tinfoil hat brigade. I can just see those little trolls on Twitter, but this is TNT Radio, TNT Radio Live. It is literally throwing an explosive in your homes to pick up your ears. Don't go away. Get your drink, have your pee, and get back and throw the ice cream in the bin on the way. Join you back in a minute.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
Well, it's Earth Day tomorrow, and unfortunately, I'm occupied, so I cannot go out Earth Day caroling. I have an Earth Day carol, you know. Oh, Earth Day, oh, Earth Day, you come in April, not in May. See that? The first Earth Day was back in 1970. I'll never forget it. My high school, Mainland Regional High School of Linwood, New Jersey, had a big Earth Day thing because we were all afraid because of nuclear stuff that we were going to freeze the Earth. There was an ice age coming. And you had all the cheerleaders at my high school dress up as trees, and they were running around singing a Steppenwolf song called The Monster, except they were substituting different words in. America, where are you now? Don't you care about your parks and waters? So here I am, a short, fat kid, about 5'6", 160 pounds, look like SpongeBob, and I'm seeing all these cheerleaders dressed up as trees, and I decided right then and there, I wanted to be a tree hugger. This is TNT climate and weather watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi wishing you and yours the happiest of Earth Days. And enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
What's the last thing you'd like to hear before you die? The voice of a loved one?
Daddy!
Your favorite tune? The ocean? For some drivers on the A9, the last thing they ever heard was this. Over half of all deaths on the A9 involve a head-on collision. Think before you overtake. Visit a9road.info.
Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
I hope you're having a great day, and don't be despondent listening to all this. It's not all dread. Well, let me tell you, in England, the 5G was built and the councils began clearing the trees, cutting the trees down for fear that the signal would be interfered with. Well, insects are leaving the areas. And remember, your insects pollinate 80% of the world's food. And it was Einstein that stated, if we lose the bees, we're in big trouble. Well, when trees get sick, they produce more carbon dioxide and it goes into the water. And the water contains coccolithopores. That's its own microorganisms. You know, our fish feed on the leaves from the trees, and you need all of these microorganisms. You lose the pollinators. You lose the trees. Are you getting the drift here? So your councils cutting down your trees. I've even seen my neighbours do this. Anyway, they don't talk to me anymore. I don't know if they listen to TNT. I do hope so. They're 5G lovers, clearly. And they're COVID lovers as well. And they've had, I don't know how many boosters they've had. But anyway, maybe there'll be some houses vacant near me soon. And all you tin hatters can move near me. I do hope so. Actually, I don't wish ill on them. But anyway, cutting trees down, the council cutting trees down. And you think, oh, it's for your Wi-Fi speed. It's so that your mobile phone works. It's so that you can download your garbage claptrap from Hollyweird. All these celebrities, you know, really, this is what's happening. This is a multidimensional war. It's a cluster bomb being thrown at you from every single angle. And whenever you see people cutting down any trees, you should be concerned. Microwaves will unbalance your natural rhythms in your body. We are electrical before we are chemical, before we are physical. When I worked in the emergency room, anybody that came in with an electric shock had to go and be paced, and they went up to CCU. That's why, you know, they'll have cardiac arrest, because it interferes with the electrics in their body, their rhythms. And you have your circadian rhythm. It affects your sleep. It affects your mood. And we have five-year-olds now being given antidepressants. This is all because of this. They don't care. They're not your mommy and daddy, these lying liars of lies government. And your doctors, just going back to what Simone was saying, my guest, who I'll bring back on in a tick, one of my doctors was obese, morbidly obese. And they're giving you information on health. And we saw all the fat nurses on the TikTok videos dancing. I like to get that in on every show. Break sweat, girls, lose weight. We saw them all dancing, you know, all of these things to get your health good. You've got to look at everything. You've got to look at your environment. This is your EMF, your light, or your LED lights, light pollution. You've got to look at your diet, what you're eating. Is it nutrient dense? Is it organic? We know that they're spraying all kinds of stuff on our food and GMO. You know, in the studies, GMO, second generation, 40% sterility when you eat GMO foods when they trialed it on the mice. Third generation, 100% sterility. And that's before we even start talking about the deformities. So Simone Plaut, author of Radiation Protection, she is a leading authority on how this affects the body. What do you think about our councils chopping down our trees, Simone, to bring in more of this direct energy weapon?
Well, I think they probably had very little choice once they're installing it, because if there was wet leaves, those wet leaves would block the signal. But if they're dry leaves, well, what's going to happen if you put something in a microwave oven? Potentially catch fire. That would be pretty obvious if you've got that kind of thing going on. So I think they probably had very little choice other than to cut down those trees. But you know, we're worrying. Everybody's talking about net carbon zero and carbon dioxide. I mean, what takes carbon dioxide and turns it into oxygen? Trees.
Absolutely.
So it's like we tin hat. I mean, we're living in an age of lunacy. Where
we are. And these long hot summers, Simone. These long hot summers. Trees produce molecules into the sky that blend with water vapor, forming larger molecules. They form their own clouds, which then effectively spread out and keep the forest floor cool. This is what they do. All the trees communicate with one another. Then you've got all the fungus, all your mushrooms that go off the tree roots. This is
absolutely
a destruction of all living matter. Would
living
you agree?
Things. Absolutely. I'm afraid that's what we're seeing. And there are, you know, then we've got this ash dieback, and we're told that's caused by, I can't remember what we're told it's caused by, but, you know, if we're seeing people's health affected by all the electromagnetic radiation being zapped at us, who knows what's causing that? I mean, it could well be electromagnetic radiation damaging the trees. And then what do? They just cut more and more of them down. So, I mean, I'm not expert on this, and I wouldn't pretend that I am, but I do. It does concern me. I remember seeing huge swathes of forest being badly damaged, and that was actually caused by acid rain in the 80s. And acid
rain.
Wow,
and that's interesting you say that, because when the trees are sick, as I've said, they produce more carbon dioxide, which is acidic. It goes into the water and it makes the water more acidic, which then kill the fish, gets rid of all of the coccolithophores, which is, like I say, it's raising the carbon dioxide. Then the cloud structure changes. It then changes the ocean. I mean, this is all, is it really worth it for you to walk around? Incidentally, fellas, if you're carrying your mobile phone in your pocket, in your groin, you're frying your testes. We're seeing an increase in people having their appendix removed, appendix cancer. I saw a guy with a huge tumor in his abdomen because he sat for 8 hours a day with his laptop on his abdomen working. Ladies, if you're putting your mobile phone under your bra strap while you're at the gym, huge increase in breast tumors, lobular invasive breast tumors, which is highly aggressive. If you're sitting with your phone in your back pocket, right over your kidneys, and remember your entire body, you make new cells all the time, eyes every 2 to 3 days, liver, I think it's 6 weeks. Your skin's constantly renewing. If you are sitting with these devices on your body, you are going to start damaging the DNA in your cells. And if your immunity, because of all the garbage, is lowered and you're deficient in vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and your liver's toxic, then you are not going to be able to cause cell death, apoptosis, or mend that DNA. And that cell is going to divide and you're going to have a mutation, which is your disease, your tumors. And this is what we're seeing in all living things. Simone, have you seen trees in areas where they do lots of building and you see these great big lumpy structures in cities on the side of the trees? They're actually tumors. The trees are getting tumors. Have you seen that?
That surprised me. I'm just going back to tumors. I was a radiographer. That was my very first career. And I have friends still in the radiography profession. And we were seeing a huge increase in acoustic neuromas, always on the right side.
Can you tell us what they are? I mean, I know what they are.
Acoustic neuroma is a tumor on the acoustic nerve, the nerve from the brain to the ear. And they were almost exclusively, this huge increase in acoustic neuromas were right-sided. And then occasionally there'd be a left-sided one. If this was naturally occurring, it wouldn't be on one side. And then when there was an occasional one on the left, I remember my former colleagues telling me that they would ask the people, are you left-handed? And the unusual left-handed ones, they were people who were left-handed who were holding their mobile phones to the left ear rather than the right ear. And they've done
MRI scans, haven't they, showing people with their phones up to their heads, how their entire heads are getting irradiated. Get your smartphone out, go into settings. Roll down, it tells you right at the bottom, legal and regulatory, the exposure to radiation. It tells you in your phone. Steve Jobs never let his kids have one. You've given your kids some and they're holding them next to their heads.
Yeah. And children are much more sensitive to any kind of agent, physical agent, any kind of toxin, any kind of poison, any kind of malnutrition than adults are, because their bodies, their cells are dividing at a massively higher rate than your body is.
And they're smaller, they're more moist. They're a lot more water content. They're not crispy and old like us.
Absolutely. But they are dividing at a much faster rate. And it is during cell division that the chromosomes come together and then divide. They replicate and divide. And that is when you are most sensitive to any kind of electromagnetic radiation. That is the one moment when we are most sensitive, because any kind of damage or injury or electrical interference with the delicate balance, the delicate symphony of processes that takes place within the cell nucleus, that is when damage and mutation and injury can take place. And so children are much, much more sensitive to these agents than adults are. If you get irradiated with ionizing radiation as an adult, you've got often 30 years between the exposure and the illness manifesting. But with children, it's as little as 3 or 5 years. And with a fetus, an unborn child, it's even higher, because they're dividing so much faster than even a young child. So we are seeing, we're placing our children and our unborn children in massive risk of harm by exposing them to these things that haven't been properly investigated.
Yeah, this is a toxic soup. You know, there are studies, it's been found and published, that bacterium and viruses thrive in microwave radiation. They multiply more quickly. They know they're under attack, so they multiply more quickly. So when you're sitting there with your laptop, I've seen it, resting on your pregnant abdomen, or you've got your child sitting there letting the devil's tool entertain your child with an iPad. I mean, there's been studies done as well looking at brain activity when you give these children this. And just to say, just a little thing to pop in here, when we were at school a long time ago, you and I, we add up to well over 100 years, Simone, you and I, we used to look down at our work and then we would look up at the blackboard and then we would look down and we'd look up and we'd look down and our eye muscles are getting exercised. By the time you're 12 years old, those muscles are pretty much set. Now, children are literally just looking at a laptop all the time. And we're seeing an increase in children having to wear glasses. So what could you do about that? Take them off them. Take these things off your little darlings. They might squeal because don't forget as well, it's addictive. Even tiny children will have massive tantrums. And as I said, in case you missed it, go into settings, general, down to legal and regulatory and RX exposure. It tells you in your phone, you shouldn't be putting these things on your body. You shouldn't be having them next to your heads.
Absolutely
and, certainly.
Not.
And also, just to, because we're coming towards the end of our show, and it's something we could go on about. And I can tell you, folks, there's, you know, if I really want to know something and I don't know it, if I can't find it in a book, I contact Simone. But in our heads, we've got our pineal gland. And that pineal gland is not just responsible for making melatonin. It's responsible for making epithalamin, which is a protein thought to increase learning capacity and slow down aging. Serotonin elevates your mood, has an influence on sleep and pain. Arginine vasopressin, a potent protein capable of rapidly inducing deep sleep, and your melatonin, which is your fix and rejuvenate nighttime hormone. You need to be asleep before midnight. And that is at its peak around 2 a.m. If you've got any light in your bedroom or you've been looking at your mobile phone or your tablet, it's going to interfere with all of that. So when you've got these ridiculous LED lights around your children's bed, these fairy lights, throw them in the garbage. If you've got your LED alarm clock on, you don't need one. You all survived without your mobile phone. You don't need that switched on, sitting next to your head. Yeah, you're all nodding now. I can see you all. You're all nodding because you all put your phone next to your bed because you might miss a call in the middle of the night and your life depends on it, even though we all survive without them. And that is streaming radiation right through your head all night long. And what should we do, Simone, about that? Tell us.
We should have a battery-operated alarm clock without LED lights on it. Have that by your bed. Have your phone in another room as far away as possible. Turn off your Wi-Fi at night. So that
put your Wi-Fi on a timer, folks. Put it on a timer.
Put it on a timer.
You can get it all together. Put it on a timer.
Inexpensive electronic timer. And it's also a good discipline that you stop surfing the net at a particular time in the evening. Mine goes off at 10 o'clock and comes on at 6 in the morning. So
Absolutely. Use your bedroom for what it's for. Your bedroom is for sleeping or showing your partner how much you like him or her. That's what it's for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing I would say about melatonin is one of the important detox hormones. It has multiple purposes. It's not just about sleep. It's also about detoxification. So if you're not getting enough melatonin, you're not getting enough sleep. And if you're not getting adequate deep sleep at night, which having your mobile phone near your bed is going to interfere with deep sleep, your brain shrinks during the deepest sleep cycles. You'll know as parents, when your baby's fallen asleep on your arms and their arms go floppy, that's in a deep sleep cycle and you can put them to bed and they won't wake up. That deep sleep cycle, your brain literally shrinks. Channels open and up and around
brain,
the blood.
Your brain cleans itself.
And your brain does housekeeping. It cleans itself. It clears away
Absolutely.
All the proteins that are and all the debris and so on. It cleans it up. If you're having your mobile phone right next to your bed, you're not allowing your brain to get that proper deep sleep, and you're not you're accelerating any kind of deterioration of your brain function, which is the
Absolutely.
Last thing we see at the moment.
Absolutely. That was Simone Plaut. Fantastic. Thank you for joining me on the Kate Shemarani Show for TNT. Now, folks, if you're going to be in your house today at 3 p.m. with your phone on, you need to take yourself into the bathroom for the third slap of the day. In fact, give me your address. I'll come around and do it. You need to be outside. Turn your Wi-Fi off. Get yourself out in the woods if you can. You don't want to be near everybody else that's got their phones on, because guess what? You're going to be irradiated because they were too foolish to switch it off because they are not listening to TNT Radio Live. Join me next week for another Natural Nurse in a Toxic World, Kate Shemarani, for TNT Radio Live.